What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple bonus episode of the podcast. I'm Scythe.
I'm Dana.
And we got a special guest in the house, a returning guest. Our first guest this season, by the way.
Yeah.
It's only fitting.
Yeah.
He is known as...
Go ahead, name him off. Dr. Finger, so Superman,
he's like, name it. My boy Daniel Hook Poetry is in the house, a.k.a. Dr. Fingers, a.k.a. he is a... general manager of a strip club, a.k.a.
Name it off.
I'm just playing. How you doing, fam?
Good. How are you guys?
Man, we good, good, bro. We good.
Man, it feels good to be back here.
Yeah, it feels good to have you back here, man.
Stomping grounds, man. This is where it started.
This is where it started for you?
Yeah.
Tell everybody about it then, fam. What's up? Oh,
man, back in the day, the Crown Apple, Budweiser's. we're still not sponsored.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like our little brother right here. He's family. He's family. Yep. And what's been going on with you, though, bro?
Man, honestly, not much. Just, you know, fighting life. You know how that goes. Yeah. But we won't get into all that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We ain't got to talk about nothing that you don't want to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm open for whatever. I don't know.
Nah, we just going to talk about relationships. That's what we do on the IOC. And we also have another...
That's what you do to me.
Well, yeah. I mean... I gotta do you like that, man.
I know.
We also have another special guest in the house. Introduce your lady.
Everybody, my wonderful lady, Devin. Devin, everybody.
Hi, Devin.
Hi.
Now, had we known Devin was going to be in the house, we would have hooked her up with a microphone, too. Sorry, yes. Devin.
I thought I mentioned it, but...
Yeah, it's all good. That's my bad, man. That's my bad. She'll talk shit about you here in a minute.
She will. She'll chime in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, so babe, what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much.
Yeah.
Just my same old changing underwear.
Changing underwear?
Well, changing briefs. Oh, I'm like, man, I couldn't get no underwear on that man. Not happening.
All right, hit us with the quick family update real quick. What's been happening? Even though it's only been a few days later since our new episode is posted right now, episode 23.
Right. I think Papa thinks everybody's coming after him.
Yeah, he think everybody trying to get after him, bro.
Yeah, he says...
Really?
Yeah.
They all come to the table, and I hear click, click, click. There's guns under the table. And I'm like, who are these people, Papa? Yeah. He's now, like, all the workers.
Yeah, now keep in mind, he's in a facility where he can't leave, and his Parkinson's kicks in.
Right.
And, yeah, Alzheimer's is kicking in pretty tough. So
and I just said, Papa, there's... no guns that are supposed to be allowed on the facility. And he says, you don't believe me. I'm not saying this is happening or not happening, because obviously it's happening to you.
Damn, so he's tripping out.
Yeah, he really
I'm
is.
I'm like,
man.
Now, in reality, it's not happening. So I believe you, yes, but here's what's happening. He don't want to hear it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, because he's trying to get the fuck out of there.
I know.
He's trying to get the hell up out
he's
of
like,
there.
Jaina, get me out of here. And I'm like, you're not going to be happy anywhere.
Yeah, because he think everybody out to get him.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah,
I
man. Would,
I'm,
yeah.
I hate that I have to put him there.
Yeah.
So that's that story.
Yeah. How's your other papa doing? Poppy.
Poppy, he's doing good.
That's it?
Yeah, he's just doing good.
Yeah, gave he's a bath today.
Good.
Huh?
He's just doing good.
Yeah, he's just... he wasn't the one acting up today.
No, he was... I don't know what he was trying to talk to me about. Something about he wanted a catheter. And I don't... I'm
the
assuming...
the fuck he does not.
And
no,
like,
he is not.
That shit is painful.
And
man.
I'm assuming all this gibberish meant, yeah, I just have to put it in, so all I have to do is come in and just
and
empty it.
You don't just put it in.
And yeah. I'm like...
Like, no man... Oh, come on, man. I get it when you get to a certain age, but I'm not shoving nothing up my dick. Just let
no.
me die.
I was like... I was like,
I'm dead ass.
I said, let me do some research on that, and I'll get back to you.
Take our word for it.
Right.
You want no part of it.
Yeah, you don't want that up your... yeah, you don't want that up your urethra. Like, you don't want that. That shit burns. And then taking it back out is the worst part.
I'm like, he's probably spent the last 2 hours waiting for me to get there thinking about this. And I'm like, oh, dear.
I mean, you know what's fucking me up is he
thinking
goes,
time.
He goes from having duct tape to wanting a damn catheter. Like, come on, man. Right. How much more pain do you want to put yourself in?
So then, at night when I put it in bed, I was like, do you want the light on or off? I said, leave it on. Make Nano come in and tell me good night.
Okay. But how are you going to get busy with a catheter in his dick? I'm just saying, like, how are you going to do that?
It's true.
Yeah.
He just wants Nano to come in.
Oh, but the first night, I'm sure he does.
The first night he used the excuse he wanted to think for a little bit longer. I said, okay.
Yeah, he just, because he don't know how to use Pornhub to get himself excited.
So then the second night he told me, I want Nano to come in and tell me good night. Mm-hmm. And so she can shut the light off.
No, I bet. Yeah, okay. Man, see, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, just because you're old don't mean you ain't, right. You know. So, Marvin Gaye, let's get it on.
Marvin Gaye, let's get it on.
Yeah.
So, I leave the light on.
I'm Tom Bodette. Right. All right, Daniel, so what's up, bro? How long have you and Devin been together?
A little over a year now.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. How's it been so far?
Good.
Let me ask her. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask her. Nah, it's been real good, man. We, you know, obviously with what all I got going on, we've had to start off rough.
Yeah.
So, but.
Understandably.
Man, we've been through some trying times and, I mean, we pushed through it, so.
Yeah.
That's what matters, man. All y'all treat your women right.
Man, and then you know what? That's beautiful that you said that, man. Mm-hmm. Because having somebody that's got your back.
We always get on this subject. We always do this. Every time we do this, every time.
Man, having somebody that's right there with you and is ride or die with you, that is something that, you know, you can't just sneeze at. That's something that's
right.
That's something that you gotta hold on to and cherish like a mug, man, because you know how the dating landscape is out here in the world.
Shit.
Man, it's trash, bro.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's super trash. And I bet it is for you, too, being a young lady, you know, out here. It's like, man, these dudes out here be on some bullshit. Like,
I mean, I had to be on some, I had to be on some bullshit to get her attention.
Well, yeah. Well, we do that.
I wasn't dealing with it. I'm not dealing with nobody.
I know that's right. Yeah, man.
I snuck in.
How'd you do that, man?
Messaged her on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Messaged her. I was like, hey, I got to ask you something super serious. I got to ask you a serious question. She's like, oh, okay, what's up? And I was like, all right, honestly, I was just trying to get your attention.
And it worked.
I was like, if we're asking questions, what does someone got to do to get your Snapchat, you know?
Shit. Look, that's how you... is that really how you came at you?
Swear.
Yeah. Oh, man, come on, Daniel. Right. I thought I taught you better than that, man. No,
hey,
playing.
Man, hey, it worked.
Hell yeah.
It was kind of one of those, I was just going to do it and see what happened. If something happened, it happened. If not, I mean...
What'd you think? What'd you think, Devin?
It just made me laugh. It got my attention, but...
Yeah, see, like, look at me. Slipping in there. It works.
My man. What's some of the challenges you guys have noticed over the first year? A year is, man, that's a milestone. Starting off.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Man, we started off strong. I mean, it was, you know, our first 2 months of our relationship was me in Kansas City doing training and her down here. So for the first 2 months of our relationship, we didn't even see each other. And then, you know, when I got back, it was like she basically just moved in, you know, kind of making up for the time we didn't have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of a unique key to our story, I guess. You know, it was being apart for so long and then,
Yeah.
But
sometimes you got to have that, though. You got to give each other, you know, a little bit of time to kind of miss each other, too.
Right.
You can also, there's a fine line between that because you can also get on each other's nerves just as easily.
I was just telling her that this week.
Just as easily.
I was, man.
Me and her been together 10 years this year. So.
Yeah.
You say that so enthusiastically. Yeah, but I mean, you gotta always have your hurdles and your ups and downs and your challenges. But you gotta allow each other to, you know, some time to be independent and kind of breathe a little bit. And everybody's pursuing their goals and, you know, just trying to, you know, align them together. It's kind of hard to do. It's definitely hard to do
for sure.
So that first couple months was a little tumultuous, a little rough.
Hey, we made it work.
Yeah,
but no, like I said, you know, being apart, it was weird. To say the least, obviously, you know, you're in that honeymoon phase where you're with someone every day.
I call it that new car smell.
Mm-hmm. New car smell, there you go.
I'm trying to keep it G-rated, but you know. G-rated.
But no, yeah, and then we're on the complete opposite where, I mean, our relationship is, you know, me calling her when I get off work every day, and that's how we talk.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's important. Communication, mm-hmm. number one.
Hell yeah.
Always. Number one. I mean, sex is right up there, but
yeah. communication is number one.
But communication is still number one. It's definitely number one. Even if you don't know how to communicate, because you know my ass, I don't communicate worth a shit. Why are you shaking your head no, woman?
Because it's true.
I'm not the most articulate person in the world, but we do the best we can to communicate. I mean, that's how we've been able to survive for 10 years so far. That's a big part of how we've been able to do it.
Wow, you guys been together longer than I've known you.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Devin.
Yep.
What does he do to annoy you?
I didn't know what she was going to say, too.
She said, let me count.
When I'm sleeping.
Uh-oh.
He likes to fuck with my nose.
Poke her nose.
He used to come over and, like, bring food to my side of the bed and, like, put it in my face.
Oh, shit, I would.
Wake me up, and then I'd, like, jolt in my sleep, and I'd, like... One time in particular, I think it was a Twinkie.
It was a Twinkie, yeah.
On my nose, and I was like,
Daniel. I was really high, and I was like, you want some Twinkie? Oh, yeah, I haven't done that in a while. I messed with their nose.
There you go. You know y'all making a stop, you know, by QT on the way to the crib now.
Right. I mess with their nose and act like I'm asleep.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man, that's what's up, man. That's beautiful, though, that you guys have been together for a little over a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the date, anniversary date?
15th.
15th. October. 15th. Man, fresh off the year.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, did y'all do something special?
I went out to eat, went and saw a movie.
Yeah.
Normal stuff.
Yeah, man, that's what we do.
And then.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
She's my girl. I appreciate her.
Yeah. Yeah, my son growing up, man. Can you believe that?
Shit.
Oh, man. So what's some of the, what have you been noticing out there with some of your friends and stuff like that, man, as far as the dating landscape and what they trying to do out here and who they been with and some of the drama you hear?
I don't know. I really try to keep my nose clean.
Yeah.
Anymore, man. I mean, it's like you said, dating is trash. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't have any reason to have my nose in the dating scene anymore, obviously, right. So I don't pay attention.
Yeah, as far as some of your friends, though, I mean, what do you hear about some of your friends? Because you are younger than us, you know, and I'm just kind of curious as to what some of the shit that...
It's the same shit, you know. Get a Snapchat, go downtown, get the Snapchat.
Yes.
Snapchat.
That's what our kids is doing, Caleb and Kyle.
That's what it is. Know, it still is.
It's like Tinder, but it's Snapchat.
Man, it's weird. I'm 30 years old now, about to be 30, and you know, if I was to be going out, I'd have to be asking for a girl's Snapchat instead of a number.
That is weird. Yeah, we just talked about that recently too, man, how that is weird to have to in the social media age. Of having to date somebody, and that's how you have to kind of get to know them, but you don't really know
exactly.
Them, you know,
Nana even said it used to be they go to the door and they knock on the door and they.
Oh yeah, chivalry is dead.
Yeah,
especially a lot of these young cats, man.
And you have to do it over Snapchat.
Yeah,
like fuck out of here.
I'm telling you, like it's like now you like you hold down on the screen and it like takes a picture of their Snapchat, so it adds them automatically.
No shit.
Yeah,
I don't
like
have
it's,
a Snapchat.
It's like for like it's so. It's like for quick adding. Like,
yeah, sorry about that, everybody. That's Ghost, as you guys know.
Ghost just guarding the door.
Yeah,
but no, I mean that's what it is anymore. Is going downtown. Hey, let me get your Snapchat real quick, and then
that's gotta be crazy.
It's stupid.
That's gotta be crazy. Like,
there's no. It's like you just said, chivalry's dead. There's no.
That's why none of these old people are not getting laid.
Why? Because they don't know how to operate an Android or an Apple device? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Man, they get laid just fine. That nursing home is the same way. That Alzheimer's plus nursing home is Snapchat.
Shit.
Minus filters.
Yeah. What do you guys do to preserve your relationship, man? What do you guys, what do you value the most? What do you guys do to keep it tight? Besides the communication part.
Honestly, sticking
Twinkies,
just...
Twinkies, wink, wink in her nose.
Wink, wink.
Literally Twinkies.
Man, that's honestly all it is I'm just very open with her. Yeah. I mean, with where I work, I'm a manager at Twin Peaks. So I work around half-naked women all day.
Yeah, you know, and for people that don't know, for the listeners that are listening in, Twin Peaks is a restaurant that has half-naked women that serves cold beer at what degrees?
29.
29 degrees. Man, that's my shit.
Hell yeah. 29 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
Kind of like a Hooters.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a Hooters.
But being, you know, in that line of work, I have to be very open and honest. And obviously, she comes up all the time. So. Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's how we stay strong is just open and honest. We don't hide how each other feels.
Yeah. That's important.
Yeah. Mm. And then... obviously me poking her nose at night. So, keeps her guessing.
Yeah. That's what I always say with Gina, is like, gotta keep you on your toes.
I know it.
I gotta keep
it. I think that's a role as men in a relationship.
Yeah.
Just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, but you hit something super vital and super important as far as being open and honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have a hard time doing that. I mean, just even, you know, reflecting back just a little bit ago to what we just discussed as far as social media, and that's how people have to date and stuff like, but people ain't even honest about themselves and even put themselves out there, putting themselves out there, excuse me. So, but it is super important to be open and honest with each other, even if you piss each other off. I mean, there's certain things, but if you could be honest and be open with each other and that's your best friend, like, man, there's nothing that's going to ever replace that.
Exactly, yeah. You can't beat that. Do that.
That's what I tell the kids. I said, you can't have a relationship if you're not best friends. If you're not together as friends, period. That always comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't be friends, then what the hell is a relationship going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it crazy if you're thinking you're teaching, like, your kids that and...
They listen half a shit.
Half the time.
That's just got to be crazy to me. Like, I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know. I don't. But having to, like, I have to teach David shit sometimes. Easton, you remember Easton?
Yeah.
I have to teach him stuff sometimes. Boy, it's kind of like that. I just got done learning this myself, and now I'm teaching you.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of funny.
That's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. It's always people learning. I mean, no matter what, people have to learn.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't even think about it in that aspect anymore either. You know, you got to be open to even learn new things every day.
I love it.
Even in your relationship, like, I'm still learning things about her 10 years later.
Right.
You know what I mean? 10 years later. And plus, everybody's always evolving. Everybody's always changing. And yeah, I'm always like, man, what the fuck are you doing, woman?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell are you doing?
That's that same question every day. What the fuck are you doing, woman?
She already shooting you that glare, bro. Right.
Oh, I get the glare a lot.
Yeah, that's important. You gotta have that glare. That glare is. See, that's what women don't understand. But you're openly admitting it now. You don't admit it to them like until just now, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, and Gina just shot me a glare too. Like, Yeah, that glare is what men need. That's a secret. It's like, if we get that glare, you shoot us that crazy look. Like, oh,
we know.
Yeah, I already know.
Yep.
She getting soggy, ready to go.
Is that it? You'll have to find out.
Oh, shit. All right, so what else has been going on out there in the landscape? Anybody want to talk about things besides the fact that Daniel's team is trash in the NFL right now?
I mean, we're 4-2. We're winning.
That's because Aunt Jemima ain't playing right now.
I was getting ready to say. You see, we made the other guy that started this week, right?
What's his name?
Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
They started him over Cam.
Started him over Cam. But he's still injured with that foot injury, though, right now, right? Look, here we go into man talk. Speaking of man talk.
Right. Yeah, I think so. But still, whatever. Hey, man, if we're winning, we're winning. I don't care who's doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I mean, but he got to quit looking like Harriet Tubman or whatever the hell else he did.
Little Red Riding Hood. God damn.
No, the Panthers will be all right.
Man, taking fashion advice, maybe.
Man, yo, he gotta, you know, stop talking to Russell Westbrook. And
he does.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's another thing too with these cats with their fashion sense. I'm like, yo, like who?
Right, man. Stick to the sport. Man, yeah, man,
this like, I get that you gotta garner attention. I get that you gotta put asses in the seats and all that other stuff.
Still,
and you gotta appeal to other audiences and whoever your PR reps are and all that other stuff. But it's just crazy how these cats be dressing too, man.
Man,
I know you see it all the time in your industry.
Oh fuck yeah, you see some weird ass shit.
What's hot right now?
Skinny jeans still. Yeah,
still skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans, yeah. Real tight. Bring them down here.
Yeah. Try to sag in them still.
Still, yeah.
They're wearing their girlfriend's jeans. Fuck. Is that what's going on? Damn, man.
Damn, man, that's right.
What's up with these cats, bro?
Hey, man, I'm basketball shorts and a hoodie. I'm simple.
Hey, that's what we do, though. I mean, that's what we do.
Simple.
Babe, what's up with these dudes dressing with their girlfriend's clothes on? Like, let me get that blouse real quick. Let me rock that. That's cute on you. That would look better on me.
That's cute on you.
You tripping. You're downright tripping.
You ain't down with that?
Nope.
Because what is the term of it, actually? What is that actually called? What is
it
called?
Fuck, I don't know.
You know what it's called, Devin?
Nope.
I'm trying to think what it's called.
Right?
I mean, I'm pretty damn sure there's people that had those conversations in their home. It's like,
I mean, I'm sure
this woman if he can rock those pants and, you know.
I don't know what it would be called.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on it. I'm not going to ask Google right now.
Google will tell you.
I'm not asking Google anything. But.
I'm not asking Google.
I forget what that's called. That's going to bug me until it comes back to me.
I don't know how to ask Google, or I would.
It's not.
Well,
what's
it's
not
called when you want to wear your girlfriend's clothes?
Yeah, it's like.
Kind of, there you go.
Yeah, that'd be an odd question, right? Fuck it. Hey, Google, what is it called when you wear your girlfriend's clothes?
On the website Quora.com, they say. Answer is simple. She wants to be with you. She wants to feel you. She wants to feel the warmth. It's evident that she loves your pheromones. That's why she wears your clothes. Basically, you can't be with her always, so she tries to compensate your absence with your clothes. She might wear your clothes even if you are with her.
Damn, Google was on point and ready to go, even though that wasn't the answer we was looking for. That shit you used to do. You used to have my shirt on the pillow and go to sleep.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I use it as a pillowcase. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She would use my shirts as a pillowcase like a weirdo.
Yep,
weirdo.
I'm a weirdo. I'm a cute weirdo.
But that's something special.
They'll be acting like they don't do it when we're not home.
Right. Grab your pillow.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't do that. Yeah. Daniel, are you a panty sniffer?
What the fuck? No, I'm not a panty sniffer. What the fuck? How did that even come up?
Hey, man, they're talking about pheromones on clothing. And then, you know, your woman just said, hey, they act like they don't do it when we not around. So
I mean, I don't know what you guys do. I don't. Whatever's clever. Hey, I'm not judging.
Shit, I'm just playing, bro. You nasty people out there in the world. I ain't ever sniffed panties in my life.
And there are some.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there's a lot of weird fetishes out
shit.
There.
There's no need.
Oh man. My bad.
She said my bad.
Oh man. Hey, check this out. So what was the first thing that attracted you to your woman? The first thing when you guys first got together? Very first night, very first day. Hit us with the setting. Besides being on
the
Facebook
setting?
And hitting her with the match. Yeah.
Oh man. Really drunk.
To watch Purple Rain because he couldn't believe I'd never seen it.
She never watched Purple Rain?
She had never seen Purple Rain.
Of course, seen it plenty.
So I made the sacrifice to go to her house really drunk to make her watch it.
Come on, man. That's Prince and Morris Day.
Yep.
What'd you think of the movie?
It's great. Yeah. I want to watch it all the time.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, I went to her house. She had never seen it. We were supposed to go on a date that Sunday. Uh-huh. But she told me she had never seen it. So I was like, fuck this. I'm on my way now. Like, I'm on my way. I have no business driving, but I'm on my way. And I showed up at her house really drunk at midnight.
That was the first night?
Yeah.
The very first night? Yeah. Damn, you a savage.
For sure, I met him too.
Both
y'all let him come to my house.
I was supposed to be there at like 8. Yeah, like 8, and I got there at midnight. Yeah. I showed up really late.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn, man, what's you driving? One eye?
No, it was Friday night at Pop's.
Oh, okay.
So you know.
Yeah, you was kicking it. You was kicking it.
So that's what happened.
All right. So what's the first thing you noticed?
Her eyes.
That was it, huh?
His eyes. They get eyes. Me. They get me.
Yeah. Devin, what was it with him? His Twinkie? I mean, my bad.
His Twinkie.
His eyes, too.
His eyes, too?
Mine?
Yeah.
Her?
See, he you just see. You gotta learn something new every day.
I always tell you all of your eyes.
Well, I didn't think my eyes would have caught you. Not like, I figured it would have been my charming personality, or the fact that I was drunk. But
I don't know that should have been the thing that caught me. But I was
so drunk.
You know what's funny? That was the first thing that I noticed with Gina too when we first met.
Yeah,
was her eyes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was her eyes. She was looking at something else. I was like, yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's there. Oh, shit. But yeah, the eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When you know, it's kind of hard to explain when you have that epiphany of just when you know that person is the one. It's kind of hard to quantify that into the words, so to speak.
Right.
But I just knew the moment that I seen her. Crazy ass. I was like, "Yeah, I'm fuck around with her for a while."
That's what you always tell me too when you talk about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like I'm gonna fuck around with her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it was just something about it. I don't know if it's. I mean, it's kind of that unspoken language, the chemistry.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but you know, when she looked up at me with those eyes, I was like, "Oh man, damn it,
damn it."
I'm still wanting to be a man whore a little bit. Why are you fucking it up?
Shit, he's not lying either.
The hell no. Look, open and honest.
Yep.
And she knew. And she told me, you know what fucked me up? This is when I kind of knew that this was turning into something serious. She told me straight up one day. She was like, now, I get it. You're a good looking man. I expect you to be out here with other women and messing around.
Because it was early in the beginning.
You know, but she said, but let them other hoes know when I come through, that's my time.
Yeah.
I was like, is this a setup? What kind of?
I remember you telling me that. I thought, yeah.
Look, Devin, like, I don't know about all that.
Fuck, you told me this story 5 years ago.
Yeah. But yeah, that's exactly what she told me. And I was like, damn. It kind of fucked me up for a second because I ain't ever heard anything like that, especially from a woman. Like, yo, really?
Right.
And yeah, you know, I turned into Andre 3000 in the International Players song. You know? Peninsula, maybe. And then they all started, I had to start cutting them all off.
Yep.
Yeah, they all started falling off. I was like, yeah,
that's how it happens, serious they fall off.
I'm getting serious with this one. Wasn't expecting it, but that's what happened.
Yep.
Had hoes mad like a motherfucker, too. They was mad. Oh, well, they'll get over it. They'll get over it. That was the best decision I ever made.
Right.
You know, it was being with her. Being with her, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though you talk shit about me off mic all the time.
But yep.
It's all good.
Just say, yep. She knows.
Yeah, but... Oh, man, that's kind of funny, though, man. Showed up drunk as hell.
Oh, my God.
Watching Purple Rain. Who can say that?
Watch this part.
Yep. Okay. Jerome, where my memory at?
So drunk.
You know?
But, yeah, no, I was... How the hell have you never seen Purple Rain?
Look, he's asking you now.
Well, now he knows because I haven't seen a lot of movies, and he always asks me, like, how have you not seen this?
Mm.
I just haven't.
There's just movies that...
Yeah.
That you just have to see.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, that's like a requirement.
Yeah, and so I'm like, well, we'll just watch them together, you know?
Yeah.
But I had already seen them.
So?
Well, I guess you're going to have to show her.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad to show her, but I'm saying but you should have already seen it.
But now you know which ones are good and which ones are wasting time.
That's a way to look at it,
yeah.
I guess.
True. So now you're eliminating a lot of
True.
Yeah, because she's seen a lot of movies that I still haven't seen.
I've seen a million. I was.
Oh, I believe it.
But bad with titles.
One would come out, I'd pirate it. And then 10 would come out, I'd pirate them all.
I fucking believe it. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't give a shit if it was good or bad. I just had to see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That just always, that was
me. We spent several Saturdays and Sundays that way. I'm like, what is this? Like, damn, this is a new wave of bootlegging. This is awesome. Bootlegging. Yep. Shout out to Wichita. I ain't got to hit up Catfish for the DVDs. Right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. What's, you know what?
What?
I'm going to ask them this question because we asked each other this question. I think back at episode 4. What's the worst date night you guys have been on?
I know.
Devin did. She didn't hesitate.
I know what I'm listening
to. You think so?
What was that?
When I started losing my hair.
Okay. What happened?
No, I think, yeah, I guess that would be. We went out to eat out at Newport.
Newport Grill?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, she took me there 1 year.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. For my birthday, yep.
And I had just started my treatments. I took my hat off and I was like playing with my hair and like a chunk of it came out in my hand.
Ah, man, I know you.
And it just like, it fucking hit me. Like, she saw it. She immediately was like, let's go home. Let's go home. Let's just go home. Yeah. I guess, yeah, that would be the one.
Yeah, because we really don't have any bad days, really.
Yeah.
I mean, but that was probably...
Yeah, that one fucking hit hard.
It was really bad.
Yeah. Well, it's only been a year. Give it time.
Well, I'm going to hope. Yeah. I'm going to get better.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet that was rough, man. I bet
that would definitely be.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, we don't really have bad days. I mean.
Yeah. Well, like I said, give it time.
Yeah.
You'll have some more
days. We'll have arguments.
Not saying with each other, but you'll have experiences together. We're like, yo, this place is super trash right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there was one night, too. You know, I haven't brought this up on the podcast yet, where, you know, we were on a date night and Gina wanted to stab a bitch. I'm like, damn it. What the fuck?
Yeah, that happened.
I didn't do that. The waitress pays too much attention to him, and mine is empty, and you bring him a whole new one when his is full. Like,
oh, shit.
Well, come over here, I got this fork. Like.
Careful.
That was a good date night.
That was, yeah, up until that point.
I thought it was fine afterwards, because... they were kicked out.
So why did she want to stab him?
Oh, man, that story is crazy. Basically, long story short, it was just a conflict of interest between...
No, a bitch. We're sitting face to face, our legs intertwined, and we're leaned in together talking. And a bitch comes up and whispers in my man's ear, what the fuck?
Devin, like,
a
nope.
Bitch is tripping.
Nope.
Oh, fuck. Yep. Best believe. I go try to stab a bitch.
Like, are you blind? Yeah.
Right?
No, you immediately said, what did she just say to you? Because we knew her. It wasn't like it was, you know what I mean? She's like, what did she say to you? I'm like, I don't know. I can't even hear this motherfucker. That's why we leaned in talking. Oh, I don't even remember her feet touching the floor.
He said I floated.
She levitated.
I believe it.
Yeah. Out that spot. And then next thing I know is people coming running over to me. Yo, your woman out there. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Where the fuck was this?
So this is exactly.
At the port.
Yeah. At the port. Yeah. This is exactly what I did. When I heard that, it was like, yo, your woman's outside. I'm like.
Yep. Hell yeah, I would have. What are you gonna do?
I just took a few more sips down that, and I just went outside, and then oh my man, it was bad.
Fun.
What's wrong with white women?
I don't know what the fuck. I have no fucking clue. They're like fucking little miniature idiots.
Little miniature idiots.
What the hell?
Right?
I mean, it's like, little idiots.
Right?
They're like little children.
Yeah. That just went to age 12 and then forgot what to fucking keep going.
Yep.
It's just like confusing.
Yeah, man.
It's like it's not difficult.
That's funny. But we'll go ahead and start wrapping this up here a little bit. So I know D, you got to get rolling here soon, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely. Man, we appreciate you coming through. Appreciate you guys both coming through.
Got to come by.
Yeah, we're going to do it more often, definitely.
Hell yeah.
You already know. Man, go ahead and plug some of your social medias if you want to.
Man, Dr. Fingers on Snapchat.
Spell that out. Spell just kidding.
D-R-F-I-N-G-E-R-Z-Z.
Yep.
Two Z's, bitches. That's my Instagram, Snapchat. Check me out on there. I am doing streaming on YouTube. Days with Daniel, I stream games. I do my Man Talk show, bringing that back.
Yeah. So
we'll bring that over here,
too. Yeah, man. We got to do the Man Talk show, bro.
Hell yeah.
Definitely got to do that.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, so what game you on right now? You talking about that Call of Duty?
Oh, man, I just got the Call of Duty. Yeah. So, streaming the campaign online right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I heard some people already tell me that they like the story mode.
Oh, yeah, man. Story's killer. Mm. Yeah, it's. I mean, that's what this game's known for, is its story.
Yeah.
So, hell yeah.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Shit, we'll go definitely link it in the podcast. Definitely.
Hell yeah.
All right, Gina, plug our social medias. Fuck. I know you do.
Twitter
is
IOC.
You're acting like you're in a spelling bee.
I feel like I'm in class.
Spell microbial. Microbial.
I could.
How many vowels is that? You can ask questions, just spell it. Okay. Oh, shit. No, we're on Twitter at IOC Podcast. We're on Instagram at @interracial_odd_podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Couple podcast. I always leave the couple out. I don't know why I do that.
I don't know.
But you can also get it, Gina, at Gina's Herbal Kitchen. I'm also at Cypher Omni on everything. We also have the Facebook group. It's a closed group called Cypher Omni Network, where nobody talks, but they see the posts. Right. That still goes on. Daniel's included.
Hell yeah.
I'm just kidding, man. And Daniel's also a hell of a poet, so be on the lookout for that, too.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we want to plug before we get the hell up out of here?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
All right, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Man, definitely. You know we're going to do this more. Shit. And we're going to give your lady a microphone, too, man.
Hell yeah.
Because she's sitting back wanting to say some things.
I know she did.
Oh, well, we guys hope you guys are having a great week, had a great weekend. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, we appreciate you guys listening, tuning in every week. The numbers are growing. We are spreading across the globe slowly but surely, which is pretty cool to watch. So definitely appreciate everybody's support that listens to us.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Spread the word.
And hug a friend.
Hug a friend?
Hug a friend.
Okay, here we go with that tree hugging shit.
I know. Yeah, hug a tree, too.
Hug a tree.
Right?
All right. Everybody have a great week. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Deuces.
Goodbye.